Oh boy.
Wow.
It's been a while.
So.
Yeah.
It's so good to be back. Recording with this.
Yeah,
this makeshift equipment.
It's good to be back.
Oh, right, wow. just to tell everyone, my name is Max.
Yes.
Oh, well, and I guess I'm Julian.
Yeah, and my name is James, also known as Cabin Boy James.
Well, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
You can call me First Mate Julian.
You can call me a Poop Deck Swab Boy Max.
Well, I want to be something lowly like you guys.
You should be, Scallion?
Already,
you can be the Scallion.
Nope, they've already
decided. What's that? Already,
Scallion
the
Julian?
The sailors have already decided what Julian
does he
is.
Get a sword?
No, it's the cook. Let's not make the trend anymore.
All right, I'll cook the maggoty bread. That is actually what we've been eating. We should give some context.
First of all, before we say anything, I just want to say, guys, it's been a while since we've recorded. We were supposed to do a
before
Christmas.
Before that, we should say, this is It's Everybody's Fault.
This is the podcast known as It's Everybody's Fault.
This isn't just an SOS.
Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the podcast show.
Now that we've said that, you can say your piece, James.
We were supposed to do a Christmas episode.
God.
I don't... Whatever that went... is that went up there on my, I don't know who did that, wasn't us. So
that
Christmas thing was
three or more goons.
People pretending to be us, I guess.
Discount the last episode.
Guys,
all we're trying to say.
We are
forget
lost.
It happened.
We are on the run.
The context is that we are on the run. We are lost. We were in the woods. We got out of the woods. We found our friend Julian. We finagled our way onto, what else?
We met a guy named Joseph.
We met
said he was a sailor.
We were on the highway trying to hitchhike across the country to get somewhere safe, and we met Joseph, and he took us on his van. He said he was a sailor, and he said we could sail the seas with him, Joseph.
And for me, the selling point was that I was going to strike it rich. That's what he said. He said, you'll strike it rich.
No, strike it rich in this business,
and
boys.
I said, okay, that sounds good, great. But don't call me rich. And he said, no. You know what I mean, right? And I said, yeah, well, I knew what he meant. We were going
to
make a lot of dough
you were trying
out on
to,
the
you,
high
you were,
seas.
You were trying to make a goof.
I was trying to...
And he wasn't really cluing in. He doesn't really get jokes.
You know, sailors are not the smartest of men.
They're very serious, driven men.
Yeah.
They're serious, driven men.
The thing is, guys, we're on a boat now. We are on a sailing ship.
We got
and women.
Well.
It's an inclusive kind of...
We're not women. We are not women. There are sailing women on the boat, but we three are not women.
Well,
unless I don't want to speak for you guys.
And you call them women sailors.
Women, but
you call
know.
Them woman sailor. You say
I think the women on this ship
woman
are,
sailor. Woman sailor Jeff. Woman sailor Alex. Just you know unisex names.
Man sailor Veronica. Get over here.
Yeah.
But at any rate, we're on this ship now. And we're going God knows where. They won't tell us anything. We are the lowest of the low.
The
we are
SS
the lowest.
SS Blackwing.
The SS Blackwing, yes, sounds very scary.
What does SS stand for? Oh, scary ship!
Scary ship Blackwing. It is
scary
a bit
ship?
Of a scary ship. It's
it
wooden,
is.
It creaks a lot. There's a lot of sea scum growing everywhere.
People that we see on boats, on paddle boats and canoes, when they see our boat passing by, they scream.
You can hear
and
them from
it,
leagues away.
Isn't it so weird that there's so many of these paddle boats and canoes just like in the middle of the ocean?
Well, yeah, it is.
What's going on with that?
But, you know, well, even when we were leaving dock, though.
Oh, right.
It's funny,
and,
all those,
you know, we try and
those
wave
people
and
that
say,
are
hello,
just
they're
just
the
groups
guys,
of,
and they just run along, well, they, well, paddle off.
Yeah, well, you can tell also that they're fleeing their homelands that have been, you know, under the thrall of despots and murderers. And you can see that in their eyes, and the fear that we strike into them makes them want to go back there, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But nevertheless, people seem to be terrified of our ship.
Well, it's a scary ship.
It's an old wooden ship. People
it
are
is
scared
wooden.
Of it.
It's very
wooden.
Strange.
You don't see that very often, a wooden ship traversing the ancient, windy, swept, wavy seas.
They should call it OOSS, Black Wing. Because it's an old,
scary
ship.
Absolutely.
There's almost like there's seaweed growing off the walls, too. It's very odd.
Yeah. It's kind of like a Pirates of the Caribbean ship, if
exactly.
that works
exactly.
your memory.
You want to paint it in your mind.
But yeah. really, there's nothing really supernatural about it. It's just a very old ship that really hasn't been upkept very well.
Well, there's no magic in the world, and we've established this.
We have established very specifically in the podcast that there is no magic in the world. There
nothing
are no demons.
Magic.
There are no ghosts, ghouls, or anything of that sort.
Just
exactly.
myth.
We've put that stuff out of our mind, right,
we've
guys?
Put that to bed.
Yeah.
Good night.
No, this boat does spook me quite a bit, actually.
It's a spooky ship, I'll give you that.
Well,
I'll give you that.
Last night, as you know, I am the cabin boy.
Mm-hmm,
I am
mm-hmm,
downstairs mm-hmm. doing the cabin boy stuff. And
Shut up for a second. What is the cabin boy stuff? I'm curious.
Washing the dishes and mopping the floor.
No, I'm the poop deck swab.
Okay, but
the poop deck
you're
is
doing,
upstairs.
Yeah,
God.
He just said he's washing dishes. That doesn't really fall into your domain.
I just don't want James to kind of be infringing on my territory.
Well,
I
he's not. He's doing
rich.
The dishes.
Fine.
Well, you know what? Can I? I'll just say this right now, right off the bat, guys. It's the first podcast we're doing on this ship.
Mm-hmm.
We have not informed the other pirates, the other sailors that
the pirates.
We have not.
Ahoy out there.
I don't know why I said pirates.
I don't think they're pirates.
Well, no, when you're a pirate, everybody's a pirate. And everybody's fair game.
I've told these guys. We have not told these guys we're recording.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to keep this.
You were going to say something scary happened in your cabin boy duties. I really want to hear where that was going.
Do I need to say it?
Well, you are down there scrubbing the meat off the bowls.
Yeah, and I heard someone behind me go, "Arr, there, matey, what the fuck are you doing, son?"
Yeah, and then
I turned around and there's no one there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know what? I'd like to just maybe forget about it. I'm sorry I even started bringing it up.
Well, yeah, you got to start what you finish. So.
Yeah, and then I basically crapped my pants and then I had to re-mop the floor because I wasn't wearing pants. It's a very specific laugh we have to do now. They don't like laughter on this ship. They like it when it. Basically, they don't like genuine laughter. If your laughter gets out of control, it means to
you're
them...
You're overboard, basically.
It's to them now, you're not doing
that's
your job.
You're not doing your job. They make you walk the plank.
They see it as, well, you're out of control.
And
they
a soul. Lost
and they,
soul.
And they stick two slices of limes in your mouth and make you walk the plank to the sharks. Before.
They treat everything, including psychological malady, with the known remedy for scurvy, which
two
is weird about...
Two slices of lime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's thousands of
but the laugh. The laugh, if you want to do it with us, listeners, is.
That's the only laugh that they accept because it sounds so
jovial.
So jovial yet
and
so
forced. And,
so forced.
And
right.
Exact.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You
and
laugh,
it just sounds empty.
So imagine, if you will, a bouncy ball bouncing down a flight of steps, and each bounce is a ha, and as it gets lower and lower, the ha gets lower. So you go.
Okay. Now you try, sailors. Or pirates?
This is the space where you try. We'll give you a moment.
Okay, that's enough. Anyway, you're right, James.
So
what
I'm thinking, guys, we really gotta keep this podcast on a down low.
I don't think the.
Oh, I thought I was hoping you were gonna say keep it short. Oh,
No, we can do it. It's nighttime now. Everyone is in their beds. But I don't think they'll like it.
They don't seem to like comedy and fun, so we should. No. This is kind of what we're going for.
So we got the night watch duty, and so we've got to be up here on deck doing spooky, spooky laughs, scaring away the police boats and the life rafts.
Yeah. But
and,
we thought.
Well, yeah, we thought we would record.
Might as well.
We've got all this equipment that they've pillaged from different, I guess. Operations isn't the boat that rocked. That's a movie, right? I think this might be the gear from that boat from that movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was the working title.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Radio show on a boat.
Mm. Mm. Some may ask, well, why are you on the lookout for police boats? And we have to inform you that this. Vessel we're on has been involved in several legal activities.
Mm-hmm. Illegal or illegal?
Illegal activities. I feel like we'd be betraying our listeners if we didn't disclose this to you. There's a lot of spearing and, frankly, murdering of large aquatic mammals down on the boat.
Yeah, exactly.
If you look below deck, it is full of whale and dolphin meat. Not good, in my
fins
opinion.
Fins separated from dorsal fins.
And lots of sharks.
Tails murdering, from snouts.
Murdering the last few sharks in the ocean is what this boat does.
Yeah.
Of course, we are technically murderers ourselves, so, you know, we can't really be complaining.
No.
But with that said, and I like that you said that we don't want to betray our listeners, because we are 100%, despite everything that has happened, through thick and thin, nuts to Nape, loyal to you. Before even the SS Blackwing. Loyal to you, and we're loyal to the podcast. So you can count on that, at least until the rest of the episode.
And, you know, we just want to tell you that we're back. We love that we're back, and we're going to regale you with tons of new stories of our fantastic adventures while we're on the run from the law across the whole damn world.
Oh, guys, I see a skiff out there. Shall we do a bit of a hoot and take a break?
Sounds good. Oh, boy.
Oh, that was a long shift.
That was a long, exhausting shift of scaring away those police boats and other people with our scary laughs.
My voice feels strained. Like, after all those laughs, like I just feel like I have like a like a cool morning voice.
You're definitely doing a lot of vocal fry.
Yeah. But that's more of just an affectation, because that's what I see on TV.
Not supposed to be good for you.
Hey, speaking of good for you. Oh, I've heard that there's a recent pillage, a haul, a loot, if you will, of some halls.
Oh, some halls.
A haul of halls.
Wow, yeah. I could get in on that. My throat is feeling kind of exhausted, too.
And it's really convenient, though, that we just have, like, thousands of halls from the last loot somewhere on board.
Captain said it's free to share.
So. You guys want to go rifling around for them before
we
go to bed?
Captain's quarters, though. Well, it's Captain's lobby, Captain's living room, whatever that is.
Well, I know it's in the direction of the Captain's lobby, living room, and / quarters.
So, how do we get there again?
Boat confuses the shit out of me. Okay, we've been on board for like a week. It's even hard to tell at this point, because all the days run together, but...
You know, from the outside of the ship, you're standing on land or looking at the ship, it looks like, you know, not tiny, but not huge, not Titanic-sized.
Yeah, exactly. It's not, does not look Titanic-sized.
What do you say, about 40 feet?
40 feet.
Doesn't look like a cargo ship. Doesn't look like a cargo ship.
It's a modest ship. Yeah. You get on board and you go below deck, and it just becomes this seemingly endless maze of corridors and rooms and a couple dungeons even.
No, there's a lot of dungeons, and the corridors multiply themselves the more you walk down some of these things. And
it's almost like
spiraling.
A shopping mall.
It's staircases.
Yeah, it seems like nothing even stays the same. The corridors change from day to day, and especially night to night.
And I have seen them. I saw two ship hands just moving a hallway.
Wow.
Yeah. They were dragging a hallway through a door.
My coworker gets mad at me when I'm late every morning. I'm like, buddy... It's a different way to get here every single day. From the moment I leave my bed and leave my cabin, the whole fucking place is just new to me.
I mean, obviously, if you think about it, the fact that we're carrying several illegal items such as stolen hulls and whale and dolphin meat and general opium. You know, it would make sense.
Treasure.
And treasure, of course. It would make sense that they would change the layout every few hours.
The layout itself is a booby trap, and people not versed, you know, we call them.
Landlubbers.
L or LLs. We, you know, folks like yourselves, we call you pirates, but if you were on board this ship, you'd fucking go insane. Mm-hmm. We love you, listeners. But anyway, we've been walking the whole time we've been. I haven't really been paying attention to where we're going.
You've been
clopping
on the deck.
I think we're near the captain's quarters, but we also may have just walked in a huge circle. Mm.
You know what? I do see a little green light. You know what that means?
Oh,
that
is
the captain's quarters.
That's something I want to reach towards.
Let's go. Let's walk there.
We're
there right now, even.
Okay.
I'm opening the door.
One step in front
here
of you.
Here we go.
And
I can't wait to get my lips on some sweet, sweet cough drops.
Oh my god, wait. Oh my god, who is that?
That's not the captain. Wait, guys, let's put our heads on top of each other, a la Alvin and the Chipmunks in the doorway.
Let's look.
Okay, wait.
What is that guy doing?
Who is that? You know who that is? That's the first mate, Patrick Stevenson.
It sure is.
He's rifling around all the treasure chests.
He's rifling around the captain's booty. What the?
That's not right. That's for the captain only. That's his specific special
That's
hall.
That's his specific booty. I'm just gonna be quiet and not say anything because I'm afraid that the captain will hear. You guys do all the talking. Ask him what's going on.
Okay, James, you hide. We'll confront him.
Okay, that seems... All right.
Excuse me.
Yeah, excuse us.
Pat? Pat, is it?
Yes.
Pat Stevenson?
Pat Stevenson?
Hi, what are you doing? This is... Are you lost?
You're looking a little suspicious there, man. Rifling through the captain's thing. Personal effects.
You play good pirate, I'll play bad pirate.
What are you doing rifling through the captain's effects?
Hey, come on, I said you play good pirate. Oh, wait, that is good pirate. I'll be bad pirate. Hey, you know, don't worry about it. Just, like, tell us maybe what you're doing.
Hey, why are you boys quiet? Listen to me.
Can you, hold on, can you enunciate a little
bit
more, please?
This is called a microphone.
Hey, why are you boys just be quiet and listen to me?
Okay, maybe you can explain yourself to us.
Why don't you boys just be quiet and listen to me?
We're doing this for you, Pat.
I have a story to tell you about the captain.
Right.
You want to listen to it?
Can I just, before you tell the story, I'd love to know where you got that accent from.
It's very musical.
It's musical, yet it sounds as if there might be something wrong with you on a kind of learning disability.
There is something wrong with me, but there's no cure in that.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's terrible.
Hey, come on.
Okay.
Let's hear your story.
I'm fine.
Jesus, this is embarrassing.
All right. Here's the story. All right? Okay. I got on this ship about, 4 months ago. I never liked that captain. He's got a daughter that, quite frankly, I fell in love with.
Aww.
Is that so rude? No,
it's not rude.
Okay, so you hate the captain, but you love his daughter.
It might be strange, but it's certainly not rude. She's about 18 years my junior.
Yeah, Monica.
How old,
that's
how
her
old
name,
are,
Monica.
How old are you?
Well, it's been a long 4 months on this ship. Hard to remember your age. In times when all the days
How old were you when you got on the ship? Because if it was only 4 months ago, you're probably still the same age.
Oh, I don't remember that either, though.
So all you know is that she's 18 years younger than you, but you don't know.
That's what her dad, the captain, told me.
She's also 18 years old, so that
means comes
that
up to me. The captain comes up to me.
You must be 36. I'm just doing basic arithmetic here, not to derail your whole story.
The captain comes up to me, and he says, what are you looking at her for, you bloody bastard?
Wow.
She looks like she's 18 years younger than you. So I guess that's the truth. But anyway, the captain has now been starting to keep me totally away from her.
Yeah, you guys got off on
that. I mean, let me say, it is a dangerous thing for him to bring his 18-year-old daughter on board in the first place. If I was a captain, I wouldn't bring my 18.
Ah, but she's a hardy lass.
She is a hardy lass, excuse me. She's a very hardy lass.
Yeah, she a high-class lass, if I had ever seen one. She does her work good. Yeah, she sang a good song, too.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that bitch sing?
Wow, that's a little bit...
No, that's just one of her songs, That Bitch Sing. She sings a song called
That
Bitch Sing.
Oh, yeah, That Bitch Sing.
Exactly.
She plays a mean accordion, too, That Bitch.
So, I quite frankly don't miss her, so. But he's just keeping me away from her.
So how did you fall in love with her? I gotta know.
I want to hear this whole story.
So we got on the ship, right? It's the first day sailing out. And, I climb on there because, I got the peg leg. I can't quite get on there. And I'm falling off the goddamn ship. And the captain come over and he says...
Still got your land legs.
Exactly. The captain come over and he says, I can't pull you up, I got a hook for a hand to stab you. Here's my daughter to help. And then her day's daughter come up there.
Monica is her name.
Stuck. Is it?
You don't know her name?
Monica is her name.
Okay.
Monica.
Well, no, it is. Yep, yep, yep. I remember now. Yeah, I never forgot love, neither. I never forgot. I was So she stick her hand out. I grab it. And tell you what, she goes overboard with me. Right in that water.
Pull her right into the choppy sea.
Right into the brackish waters of San Francisco Bay.
I can't swim, right? I can't, right? Because it's a peg leg. You know, and I never learned anyway. So I started going down, and she's just swimming like a little dove. But
like a dove swims, and then just gracefully, right?
They stick a rope down in the water, I guess. Grab that, pull me over, and it was very embarrassed. But you know, I'm lying there.
So it's sort of a cute meet.
Exactly, I'm lying on the floor of the ship. Can't breathe or nothing. There's water probably in my lung and in my throat.
Uh-oh, you know? So he's going to have to do CPR.
Exactly.
Can't wait for this part.
And so and that's when the captain says, I can do that. There's nothing wrong with my lips. So he saved me, put my lip to lip. And
wow.
You know, and the daughter, she's nowhere to be seen now. But and for that moment, though, I said she was willing to save me, even though she knew that she was going to go overboard. So.
And then her dad, who hates you, saved you instead.
Well, he didn't hate me at this point. You see, the next week or so, I have been searching for that daughter, asking him every day.
Wait, are you the guy who kept falling in the water and purposely drowning in order to get Monica to start? You're a legend, man. That's such a classic.
That's such a classic goof.
Oh, man.
Pretending to drown, putting your life in immediate danger.
And I think at one point you fell overboard and you yelled, shark, shark, oh, there's a great white.
Also, I can't swim and I'm drowning.
That'd been a recent thing that I've been doing, but when it started out, my technique for getting this girl was always knocking on the captain's door. Cup, 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 cup. He'd open the door. What's going on? I'd say, where's your daughter at anyway? You know, and he'd be like, have you already asked that about four times today?
Yeah.
Go do your work, you know, get the lads in order.
Pat, it's coming on a little bit strong.
It's a little desperate.
A little desperate.
I mean, there's one thing, pretending to be desperate, as in you're drowning, but actually knocking multiple times on the door of the
four times a day? Times a day?
But it's just so dumb. I've never even seen her since then. I mean, I've seen her, but I haven't talked to her since the time she almost saved me. But it's, come on, it's not like I, you know, slapped her or anything. Why would the dad not want me around her? I don't like the captain. And you know, this is now me. I'm just starting to take
a stop. Well, you are his employee. You don't have to like your boss.
I don't trust him.
So you don't have to like your boss's daughter, but you do like your boss's daughter, and you don't like your boss. Yeah.
So this is why you're rifling through the captain's personal booty?
Yeah, I'm getting the hell out of this now.
What are you trying to find exactly?
Well, I'm sure trying to find some dough. And
what have you found in there so far? We're looking for some hauls.
You
want a haul? Fucking sore throat.
Here, take a haul.
Well, thank you.
There's one for you.
Can I give a pack, please? You have the cherry kind?
You know, here you go.
Let me unwrap this shit.
Put it in your mouth. I found a couple of coins. I found
I'm getting so much ASMR from this. Oh, wait, yeah, let's just hear that crinkle.
Having a bit of trouble opening up my holes.
Yeah, really take your time with it.
Wow, a lot of wrapping on them.
Lime.
Let me see what mine tastes like. I hope it tastes like cherry.
I'm gonna have one of these now.
Okay.
Now. Give me a fucking.
Ooh, breathe in. Breathe in. Ooh, you get that mentholated breath.
It's Everybody's Fault is brought to you by Halls, the fresh maker.
Anyway, I'm getting out of this boat. I don't even care if I ever see that daughter no more.
I thought you were just proclaiming your love for her.
Sometimes
like desperate infatuation of possibly psychotic order.
Maybe it'll just lust.
But maybe if I leave for a while, then she'll fall in love with me. And the captain will find me.
It's
Pat is the gentleman's name. And
Stevenson.
And that is dubious at best.
Dubious.
I mean, you've met her for a couple minutes. You fell in the water with her, and you think if you go away, she'll start yearning after you.
No, that's true. Maybe I'll just take her with me.
You gotta make her notice you first.
Sorry, what?
Maybe I'll.
What?
Maybe I'll just take her with me then.
What?
Maybe my real plan was to just take me with her then.
What are you talking about?
Take her with me then.
Take me with her then?
Take her with you down to the sea.
Take her with me then, maybe.
Huh?
Maybe my real plan was to
take her with me then.
Okay.
Sorry, you're gonna marry her?
Take her with me when I leave. On the boat.
Okay.
You have a boat you're trying to get out of here?
Well, yeah. There's a lifeboat, it's all up there. So.
So are you just gonna get off the boat in the middle of the ocean and or
sail off?
Well, that sounds very dangerous. Nobody has ever crossed Captain Sanders.
And lived to tell the tale about it?
To tell the tale about it, yeah.
Well, guess what, though?
Just so everyone's clear. What's your last name again? Stevenson. Captain's last name is Sanderson, right? It's very confusing. Very confusing. Just wanted to make sure everyone's clear on that.
Yeah, that's another reason why I'm leaving. Is because
last names are too similar?
God, I just think I'm having a stroke. Well, I better go. Actually, do you guys know where his daughter is? What room she's in?
You know, I would guess she's in the...
You guys are all about the same age as her.
In the entertainment den?
Yeah, about the same age, maybe a little older.
I'm a man of a certain age.
But I would say yes, she would be in the entertainment den.
I do not
or
know
I should
how
say
you
the
would
entertainment den
here.
Complex, which
you
is 36 rooms.
You guys have become such good friends of mine. I'm going to give you guys...
No, I would not consider myself an accomplice to this potential kidnapping.
That. Look, guys, I'm getting out of here now, all
okay.
Right? Now huddle in, because I got a secret to tell you about the cop.
Oh, boy.
Okay, sure.
Hope this is going to be one of those secrets I wish I never heard.
You boys are best to get off of this ship as soon as possible, too. Because though I'm mainly leaving just for his daughter, and because I just don't like the fucker anymore, he has done some very dark things on the ship that I seen with my own
like
two eyeballs.
Murdering dolphins.
Murderous dolphins.
Oh, there's worse than that, though. You see, every crew member...
Every it's crew a ghost? Member,
that does a certain amount of time on this ship. He slaughters them, turns them into ghosts.
He slaughters them and turns them into a ghost?
That's right.
So are some of the dudes on this ship.
And if you're not good at
ghosts.
Precisely. And if you don't do well enough, if you don't like it, then he'd kill you and shoot you overboard. You don't even get to be a ghost ever.
That's kind of a bummer.
I'm not going to be a ghost, and I'm also not going to sea, so I'm getting out of here now.
Oh, my God.
Bye.
Well, good luck. Oh, well, he's gone. He's gone very quickly right
damn, he took
door.
All those frickin' halls.
I really wanted another cherry or lime hall.
Is lime a thing?
Hey, guys.
So
how did it go?
James, apparently there really are ghosts on board. Oh, wait. That's not where I should have opened. Remember the captain's daughter, Monica?
Uh-huh.
We just met a guy.
And he's gonna steal her away and go on some boat with her. I don't really... That's not really none of my business. But...
Well, here's the thing about me. I'm not gonna tell Captain Sanderson, but if Captain Sanderson comes and asks me, I'm gonna say, Captain Sanderson, I gotta tell you the truth. Yes, that Stevenson character did take off with your daughter.
I have no allegiance to Stevenson.
Wait a minute.
I'm more allegiance to the podcast.
No?
And the fans, that's you.
Wait.
What do you mean that
also
his daughter
ghosts.
Is going to be kidnapped tonight?
That's actually
happening?
Yeah.
That's what that guy said?
Oh, yeah.
And he told you guys about it?
You're right.
Wait,
and
sorry,
the
you're confused.
Gonna go around.
No, you're confused, James.
What?
It's not tonight because it's actually noon right now. Because we were working all night? We had an overnight shift, so now it's the daytime. Everything else that you said is right, though. Sorry to derail you.
It's the crack of dawn. It's the crack of dawn.
Oh, with these hallways, I get so confused.
It's all dark down here to me.
Tonight,
the point,
today.
The point is, tonight, today, Pat will
some
be stealing
soon,
Monica.
He's going to be stealing Monica?
Yes.
The captain's going to be asking all the crew members, hey, where the fuck's my daughter?
The chances are.
Yeah.
And we're going to be the only ones who actually know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't do anything about it to maybe stop it from happening.
No.
Yeah, the captain's going to kill us, all right? He's going to shoot us overboard. We're going to be fed to the sharks.
Well,
I think
turn us into ghosts.
We gotta
it might turn us into ghosts, though. I mean, that's best case scenario ghost.
We have to save Monica, guys. I want to be a ghost.
When we say turn us into ghosts, we mean what? He's going to... Okay, I don't know how I feel about ghosts, honestly, guys. I know that you said you turned around and you saw nobody there one time.
Yeah.
But I'm on record as stating emphatically that I don't believe in supernaturals, skeletons,
we've seen
and all
a
of
ghost.
That.
We've seen it on a train.
Yeah.
Like several.
But you're saying we need to save Monica?
Yeah, I think so.
All right,
think
well,
about it.
Let's take a break and we'll figure this out and we'll come back in a minute.
We'd be heroes to the captain. Every morning they have us do the radio show and announce the announcements.
Yeah, you mean the crow's nest?
Yeah, exactly. Blackwing Radio.
Oh, by the way, listeners, we're back. We're just formulating our plan right now.
Yeah, we're exactly. just figuring out what to do. This is a bit of a moral
this
dilemma.
This is a really shitty help, situation. Right?
Yeah.
Do we help our good friend Pat, who we've known for a couple minutes, the captain,
like
who is employer, or Monica, who is our good friend
it's
and confidant?
It's unclear where Monica would stand on this.
I'd say she's my good friend and confidant.
It's interesting that we're defining her just as an accessory of the captain. Think about that.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't really care about her much. Honestly, I think we should help her just so we are on the captain's good side.
You're right, you're right.
We want to stay on this ship
I'm
as
gonna
long
help
as possible.
She's my friend and confidant.
Okay, so what do? We just tell the whole crew, look, Pat's out there. He's planning to kidnap Monica.
So we have this little, as one of our jobs, we have to get up to the crow's nest and do the little morning announcements for the ship.
Exactly.
Yeah, why are you telling us, Max? We know that.
I'm telling the fucking
we're
listeners.
On a show.
Sorry.
We have two radio shows now. We went one for the crew. And then we got one doing this.
One could posit that we're doing very well in the media world.
It's weird that they it's such a weird coincidence that they said, hey, these guys look like they could do radio. They have no idea about this podcast.
Yeah.
So it's weird that they were like, why don't you guys do the announcements? It's funny that we fit right into that. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's just cut to us being...
Oh, yeah, well, it's going to take 20 minutes to get up.
We got to climb up there with all the equipment. Ready?
Wow.
Two, three,
God, this
four.
Is high.
Yep, it's high.
Still not used to it. I guess we just gotta do this thing, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, hear ye, everybody.
Hear ye.
Sailor. Female sailor and sailor.
Welcome to Blackwing Radio. It's another episode. Good morning.
The Crow's Nest. You're listening to James, Max, and Julian.
That's right.
We have important announcements to make.
I see you down. Get off that.
Hey, be careful. Okay, no swashbuckling while we're doing that.
It's every morning with him.
Those guys are crazy. That's Dean and Mitch.
Welcome. Mitch. Welcome
and
to
a nice little shout out for Dean and Mitch. We do have some important announcements to make.
Yeah.
James, you want to take it away?
Yeah.
I can't bring myself to do it.
God, we love doing these announcements, guys. We really do. So this is a big announcement. It's going to affect the captain quite a bit in a very personal way.
Yeah,
and,
that's you,
Cap.
Feel
like it's something we should mention.
Yeah.
So, Julian, why don't we take it away and tell him
okay,
what's
I
on.
Just told you to take it away, but I guess you're giving it back to me, and I'm going to take it away.
Yeah,
look,
I'm taking it away.
Monica, the captain's daughter, is in danger. She's a hearty lass, but there is a deranged, possibly mentally challenged man. That's not the most important thing, but he does mean to kidnap Monica. Yes, that's right.
Yep.
Monica, the
Monica,
captain's,
the captain's daughter.
Daughter.
Monica,
you.
The captain's daughter. That's right.
So basically,
it's the captain's hand.
Look, now you guys all know about this. You're in the position that we were in moments ago. You're all complicit in this kidnapping, unless you are part of the solution. If you
what's
see Pat,
again?
Seize him.
Max, what's the guy's name again? What's his name again?
Pat Stevenson.
Pat Stevenson. Pat Stevenson, the captain's left hand. He's going to try and steal
I don't see
her.
Pat in the crowd. Look around you, everybody. See if anybody is hiding a Pat Stevenson. That person will walk the plank or be keel-hauled. Pat Stevenson will be shot.
Have you seen Patrick Stevenson? Let us know where.
Monica, if you see him drowning
honey,
in the water, stay away,
stay
honey.
Stay away.
Honey,
just run.
Do not engage.
Run like the goddamn wind, baby.
Run like the wind through those changing hallways, honey.
There's a lot of places to hide. There's a lot of places to run.
You're young. You're
Monica,
very young.
Hide and run.
Use those legs.
Use those sea legs, baby. Honey. Sweetheart.
And Peter Stevenson, if you're listening to this, you are a piece of shit.
It's Pat Stevenson.
Pat, you are a piece
Peter Stevenson, you're okay. You're guys, also we should mention Peter Stevenson, do not confuse with Pat Stevenson. Peter Stevenson, as far as we know, is an innocent man except for all of the dolphins and whales that he's murdered.
Pat Stevenson is the guy who's always pretending to drown.
Right.
Yes,
you know about him. That was a thing for a while.
Tell us where you are. We won't
get too mad. Just tell us where you are.
Give yourself up now, Pat.
Monica, give us up yourself, Pat.
Maybe we could use Monica as bait.
Well, that was Blackwing Radio, guys. So let's get on with our work day.
We should just say maggoty bread for lunch again.
Yes. Bread for lunch.
On a plate full of maggoty bread.
Wow. So let's have a good work day. Let's do what we need to do and just keep an eye out for Monica and Pat.
Okay, get back to work, you lily-livered worms.